those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night.
Dear, and she joins me in studio. My next guest began her career at the tender age of 6, enrolling in dance and acting lessons during her childhood in Joburg. And it was at that tender age that she bagged her very first job, starring in a TV commercial. Since then, Roxanne Heywood has gone on to much bigger and better things and has become something of a regular on our TV screens. But she's currently on stage in the adaptation of Shakespeare in Love at the Fugard Theatre, playing the character of Viola. And it's straight from tonight's performance that she joins us live in studio. Roxanne, welcome.
Wow, you make me sound like a rock star. Got a little intro song.
Or a lady of the night. Oh, I'm not quite sure. Yeah. Hello, love.
Hello. It's
how
lovely
to have you back in, you beauty.
Oh, stop it.
You stop it. So listen, you've literally come from the theatre, have you?
I literally have.
Wow.
Got off stage, got out my costume, put on my normal clothes, and here I am.
And dashed here, waiting dashed in the wings. Yeah. How did it go tonight?
It was amazing. It was electric on stage.
Was it?
Really, really, really great. Every night's different. They've all been fantastic shows. The company is amazing. Mm. It's been so great working with them. And tonight was one of those shows that just felt, I don't know, there was like something special happening. It was really great. It was a beautiful, beautiful show.
I am so delighted for you. I mean, this is not only one of my, I love this film. I love the film version. I'm so excited to come. I'm coming to see you on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
But when I saw that you were going to be in it and Viola, I was so delighted.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so thrilled for you. And you're one of the hardest working actresses I know. So you really deserve it. For those who don't know about Shakespeare in Love,
yes,
give us a synopsis.
Well, without giving too much
yes,
away.
Yes, don't give too much away.
We've got young William Shakespeare. Nobody really knows who he is. He's got his Two Gentlemen of Verona play, but he hasn't quite made it yet, and he currently has writer's block. And he has no source of inspiration until he meets Viola de Lesseps, which is the character I play. And Viola is a lover of poetry and a lover of the theatre and the arts. And she's just got a bit of a sparkle in her eye when it comes to anything to do with theatre. And one of her favourite poets, her favourite playwrights is William Shakespeare. And she disguises herself as a boy to go and audition for one of his plays. And then mistaken identities. A bit of love, a bit with a dog.
Bit
with a dog.
I met the dog the other day.
Oh, you did Bogart?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was here.
He came here.
And you know what? The sweetest thing ever was that when he saw John Matham, he went berserk.
He does like a bouncy jump thing.
He was like a bunny.
He's
quite jumpy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very,
but
very,
he saw John and he absolutely fell to pieces.
Oh,
it was the sweetest thing. Yeah.
Did John play with him?
Do you
know how crazy it's been? So Bogart's joined us in rehearsals. It was a 5-week rehearsal period out of the theatre. And then we moved into the theatre for a week. And then we had 1 week of previews. And then we've had the show. But we are not allowed to touch Bogart, to look at Bogart. We have to act as if he does not exist. And it is them, because he doesn't want to lose focus or get too much of a bond with an actor who he's not actually working with. So we're not allowed to touch him. And it's so difficult because we all love him to bits and we just want to go and cuddle him after each show, but we're not allowed to.
So have I just dropped John Matham in it then?
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm sure I don't know. Maybe different surroundings. He wasn't in costume.
No, he wouldn't.
You're on John's turf, so I guess the rules don't apply.
Nor was John. Yeah, exactly. So, listen, when you got the part, had you seen the movie?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I watched the movie when I was young. I was probably too young to watch it, but I loved it. Oh, it was just so magical. All period pieces for me really, really are just special for me. Yeah. They really are gorgeous. And Gwyneth Paltrow was so beautiful in the role, and Judi Dench. And it was just such a magical movie.
Who played William Shakespeare? Was it Ray?
Joseph Fiennes.
Yes, Joseph Fiennes.
The brother.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those beautiful movies. that I watched quite a few times, more than just once, because I just loved it. And I mean, lots of people loved it. That's why it won best film for the Oscars. Yes, it did. So it won best film. It won best actress. Gwyneth Paltrow won an actress.
She was, but I have to be honest, I'm not a massive Gwynny fan. But I really liked her in that.
I really liked her in that.
Her accent, super.
Yeah, beautiful.
Amazing.
So beautiful. Yeah, yeah. She really, and her performance of the Shakespearean text as well was also beautiful. She really.
Yeah. Oh, it was actually.
Yeah. She was gorgeous. And then Judi Dench won Best Supporting Actress. And it's actually the shortest screen time ever to win an Oscar, if I'm not mistaken. I think she was on screen for the total of 7 minutes.
No way.
In the entire film. And she won Best Supporting Actress. How crazy is that?
Judi Dench changes my life on a daily basis.
In what way?
Just in her magnificence.
She is phenomenal.
In her sheer magnificence. We were speaking yesterday about, as I digress, but we were speaking about Alzheimer's. So we were talking about that.
Oh, yes.
And she, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Iris, where she played Iris Murdoch. If you haven't, please watch it. Jim Broadbent plays her partner.
I'll rewatch it.
Oh, it's amazing. And I just thought, you are the best. Mm. You are amazing.
No, she
anyway,
is gorgeous. Yeah.
So you'd seen the movie, you went for the audition.
Yes. So, yeah.
What did you have to do in the audition? Did you have to...
So, for the audition process, what they first wanted to see is just the actors performing a Shakespearean monologue of your choice. Could be anything.
Which one did you do?
So I did "Lo, she is one of this confederacy" from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's quite a fun one. Tongue in cheek. Yeah. I thought it suited kind of the role of Violet in a way, I guess.
What people may not know about me is that for about 5 seconds I went to drama school before I realised it was not for me at all. And we had to do a Shakespeare monologue, and I did All the World's a Stage, but I didn't. Ah. Yeah, and to this day I can still remember, but I was so bad, and it was so poor that it was just kind of like, I remember just deadpan faces looking back at me. I'd misunderstood quite a lot, and I love Shakespeare, but I'd completely misunderstood. I tried to maybe do something a little bit avant-garde. It didn't work.
But that is good sometimes. You never know. Avant-garde for one person is something special and unique can come across as something special and unique.
Yeah.
Maybe. You'll have to do it again
unique.
For me.
It was definitely, All the World's a Stage, and All the Men and Women Merely Players. It was definitely unique.
And it is. It's something that sticks in your mind.
Oh, forever.
Like when you learn like a Shakespearean sonnet from all my years of like drama exams, having to do, sometimes it's required to do a Shakespearean piece or Shakespearean sonnet. They are stuck in my head. Sometimes you get to one point of the sonnet where you go blank and you're like, oh, and it happens all over again. And then you read it and it's there again, like as if
it was yesterday that you performed it. I can perform the first 3 minutes of Lady Macbeth.
Oh, my goodness.
The play that should not be named. Yeah. Oh. When shall we three meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain, when the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won?
That's so impressive.
But it's because, like you say, I learned it at school and it's stuck in this completely useless part of my brain somewhere. I mean, why don't...
Well, it's not useless. You just super impressed me. I'm like blown away.
I'm impressed more than anyway. So you did your monologue.
Yeah, so there was the monologue, and that was the first round. That was that. So you kind of stand there going, well, that was that. But the director, Greg Carvelis, who's been so amazing to work with. He's awesome. He worked with me a little bit in that initial audition.
Yeah.
And said, can you try it this way?
Did they want
this,
you?
Try
and
do
just,
that.
I mean, they...
No.
Are you sure?
No, I don't. You know, I haven't done theatre for 10 years.
Sure.
So, I don't think they did want me. To be quite honest, no. I don't know. I think they were. It was. Let's see who this person is. I mean, I hadn't met Greg before.
Yeah.
I'd seen a few of his productions, Clybourne Park. I think I saw a few months prior to the audition, maybe a few months. Yeah, quite a few months. And I loved it, and I really wanted to work with him. And yeah, but he didn't know me, and I didn't know him, and I didn't know most of the cast members. It was really like a bit of a fish out of water first few days of rehearsals. So that was the first round of auditions. Then we got a callback, if you were liked.
Yeah.
And at the callback, I walked into this room, and there were tons of actors, not tons, but there were about maybe 30 actors.
That's tons.
Maybe 35, but all really good, reputable theatre actors who've been in the theatre world for years. So I studied and trained in theatre.
Yeah.
But I mean, it has been long. I've been mainly doing film and TV. So I really was like, oh, okay, let's see how this goes. And we all did a few scenes in front of each other. And we all watched, which is also good. It is quite nice because then you've got an audience and, you know, you've got a comment afterwards like, oh, that was good, or oh, that was fine, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So that was really great. And we did two scenes there. And then I had an additional callback with Dylan, Edie, who plays the role of Shakespeare. Mm. And I think that was just to see how we work together on stage, if there's any chemistry, if we work well side by side, if I'm not towering over him too tall, because that's often a thing. Sometimes I'm taller than
you're
the guys.
Very tall. So, how tall are you?
175.
Are
so
you
5'9"?
That's 5'9.
Yeah.
You
so
are.
So sometimes it's tricky.
Imagine.
No.
Yeah.
But Dylan is taller.
How tall is that gorgeous man in there?
Oh, that gorgeous man. Oh, I should know the answer to this question. I think he 7 years later. I should really know.
Is he tall?
He is tall.
You?
Yeah, he's taller than me. I can wear heels, and he's still like a centimeter taller than me. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Well.
Okay, so you get the part. Hurrah!
Yes,
and thrilled. And then you rehearsed for, did you say 5 weeks?
For 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Which was great. First day of rehearsals. So daunting.
Really?
We walked into the foyer of the Fugard Theatre, and we all had a little coffee, and they give you a bag, a Fugard Theatre bag that I've used every single day since, with my script and my bottle of water and my jersey and my tissues or whatever, and a little meet and greet, and it was great. It was so great to meet so many really fantastic actors who I'd seen perform but I hadn't had the chance to ever work with.
Who were you most nervous about meeting?
John Latham. Did you know that answer was coming?
Yes, I did. Were you really?
I was quite nervous to meet him, I must say. And he's such a powerful being, you know.
He is a very powerful being.
Yeah, so it was quite, but he's just
And
so,
what's the verdict?
The verdict
on our
is,
John.
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to give the real verdict away because I don't want to spoil anything for his listeners, but he's really a lovely
sweetheart.
Just absolute sweetheart. He's so divine.
He's gonna kill me tomorrow.
He's been so great to work with, and he really, even from first days of rehearsals, he gave it his all from the first day.
Yeah,
every single day during rehearsals, coming straight in from studio, finishing his
That's
show
full on.
And then walking straight into rehearsal like a full day. I was literally the opposite. Our rehearsals were 9 to 5, so that was a full day. But when we moved into the theatre, I mean, to have a full on show on talk radio is quite hectic. To
and John's then, show particularly.
Yeah,
is,
and then use your voice more throughout the whole evening performing. But he's really, really amazing, and he's really given his all from beginning until now and more to come.
What was it like? You say that you hadn't been on stage for about 10 years because you had been working in TV and film, etc.
Yes.
What was it like coming back? And what do you prefer? Or is that like being asked to pick your favourite child or something?
You know, it's so tricky. I was actually, to be honest, I was really intrigued to see how this run would go, because the last theatre production I did, which was so many years ago, I absolutely loved it. But
halfway,
it was The Wizard of Oz.
Who were you,
so
Dorothy?
No, I was not Dorothy. I was other smaller role.
Munchkin.
I was a crow in a tree.
A crow in a tree.
My claim to that production was the Jitterbug, which is actually originally sung by Dorothy. It's not in the film, but it's in the theatre production.
No, I just saw The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, they did a great job of it. But it was given to me as a Jitterbug, and I had this character. But I mean, this is long ago.
Yeah,
I was little. it's so interesting with theatre because it depends also who you work with and how the run goes, and you know, keeping that spark alive and the wave, and making sure that you might have a few nights that are not as energetic, but then you've got to bring it back. And so it was quite interesting seeing, I mean, this is years ago, like just seeing how that kind of worked for me, and then walking onto a film set which I love, and I feel so comfortable with doing, and it's just the energy is different, and I've loved working with film and TV. It's really I feel like I'm in my element when I'm on set. So yeah, I was interested to see how it would be being back on stage, but I was so excited but so nervous, and oh, millions of butterflies. And I've really loved it. It's just been an absolute amazing thing to be a part of, and I've learned so much, so many little things that I forgot that you forget when you do film. And it's not a thing of becoming lazy with film acting where you don't have to project. It's completely different. It's so hard to compare the two. But yeah, I love theatre, and it's made me kind of go, okay, I've got to get in and do more theatre, and maybe once a year work on a production, at least once every 2 years, and definitely keep it alive, keep it going. It like reminds you how to be strict on yourself as well, because there are no seconds where you can relax. Throughout this production, from the beginning, so it's 2 hours, 45 minutes from beginning to end, including the interval. I cannot lose focus literally for a second. So even if I'm off stage, not acting, I'm doing a quick change.
Yeah.
And I've got an amazing dresser, Frances. She's, oh my gosh, godsend. Amazing, amazing.
Well done, Frances. Couldn't do it without
it, you know? And she gets me out of the costume in seconds and into the next costume. And if I miss a beat.
How many costume changes do you have?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to this. There's like a lot. Lots. I've got to count them. I think 16. I want to say 16. What? I know I have 9 outfits.
Wow.
So there's a lot. There are a lot.
Yeah.
But if you miss one thing or something doesn't go right, it's literally timed to the T. So the moustache comes on and the doors open and I walk on stage for the next thing. So if I'm a little bit late or haven't kept my focus, I'll miss my cue and then everything unravels. So, it's keeping focus, full focus for 2 hours, 45 minutes.
That's intense.
So, whereas a day on a film set, you'll be there for a 12-hour day, let's say. Yeah. Sometimes they go a little bit overtime, 14 hours or whatever the case may be. So it's a long day working, but there's so many moments where you take a break and you sit down and you wait, and then they reverse the shot, and then everything, all the technicalities happen, and you get to relax when that happens, and chit-chat. And so you're not really maintaining that strong focus for that entire time.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to see that little mind exercise.
Are you finished when you come off stage? I mean, you look very bright and
thank you.
All the rest of
it's interesting. That's actually why I was so excited that you wanted to have me on the show tonight, because it's after a show, I'm a little bit tired. My eyes are a little bit puffy from the crying.
Lies.
In acne.
Lies, dear listener.
Oh, but, well, they've had some time to calm down now, but there's lots of emotion that happens in the plane and the second scene. I don't want to give too much away.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
But you're on such a high at the end of the show. So I can't, to walk or straight off stage, I literally cannot ever just go home and go to bed, because your mind is just racing.
It's like when I finish this show.
Yeah, okay.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
I can't go home and get into bed, and my brain's going because I have to be on.
Exactly.
And it must be the same
exactly
for you.
And then you go over, what you did. And did I say that? That wasn't right. Or that was right. That was amazing. I must remember that for next time. So your mind's racing. So, about 2 hours later, and then I'm finished. And in the mornings, I'm like, snooze button. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Do you make a convincing man? I would say no, probably.
The moustache helped.
The moustache helped.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
No, it's quite an interesting thing. It's also, it's a play, and we know that we are watching Viola trying really hard to disguise herself as a man.
Yeah.
So she has as many manly elements to her, but predominantly she is a lady.
Yes.
She is a lady. It's quite fun to play, because it's not just chalk and cheese. It's not Viola the lady, Thomas Gate the man. It's Viola the lady, the excited, bubbly, bit of a goofball, lover of poetry, sparkle in her eye, Viola, and then the Thomas Kent, who's, trying to be one of the guys, but she's actually a lady. And she's also, a bit intrigued with the guy.
Seeing,
all this man's world that she's entered. So exciting.
You love a period drama, don't you?
I do. A period piece. I do. I really do.
You do it very well. If you could be in any period piece, what would it be? I can see you in Sense and Sensibility.
That's good.
In the Kate Winslet role.
Oh,
The role made famous by the great Kate Winslet.
By the beautiful, that is a beautiful elegant one. That is a beautiful one. Oh, I must watch that again.
You know, did you ever see, what's her name? That awful woman. She pouts a lot. She was in Love Actually. Keira Knightley.
Oh, Keira Knightley. Her jaw kind of goes a little bit forward when she speaks.
Pretty.
When she goes, I look quite pretty.
I look quite pretty.
Yes. Keira Knightley, yes.
She, I'm just not a fan of her. I don't know why I'm taking this opportunity to slag off Keira Knightley. Yeah. I will take any opportunity. And she speaks very highly of me. But I can see you in a Sense and Sensibility type thing.
Yeah. Well, if they ever redo it, then
please.
No, yeah, you know, it's so hard to say. There's so many beautiful period pieces. I wouldn't know. You know what I really enjoyed? There was one that I watched. I actually watched it recently. It's a few years old. It was The Young Victoria, I think it was called. Is that the one?
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was just such. I mean, I am a romantic. I really am. I'm such a sucker. If it's romantic and beautiful and lovely,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, let's watch it again.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. No, yeah. I loved that. That was incredible. Mm. Listen, we have to let you. I can't believe the time. It's gone so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You have to come back and speak to us again. I mean, maybe not about Shakespeare in Love. But with your next gig. Do you know what your next gig is? Or are you allowed to tell us or not?
Not yet. Well, Accident. I think last week we chatted to you. We were talking about Accident.
Coming
out.
When is that happening?
On the 1st of December. So this finishes on the 25th of November, and then Accident is out in cinemas on the 1st of December.
I am so excited for you.
So that's exciting. Completely different to Shakespeare in Love. I'm American.
Directed by French dude whose name I can't
remember.
Dan Tandowski.
That is it. Yeah.
Also starring Keenan.
Yes. Keenan Aronson.
Keenan Aronson.
And Ty Keogh and Stephanie Schultznecht. I'm so bad at saying her surname. I try. I really practice so hard, but it's just.
I've been waiting for this film to come out. So it's coming out December 1st.
December 1st. That's coming out. And that is action and thriller, suspense, lots of blood, explosions, cars. It's literally completely different to Shakespeare in Love, which is great because that's fun, being able to like play all these, morph into a different character. And I play an American then.
Yeah, you Caroline, do. Hey, we made you do accents last time, but we
won't.
Remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Listen, it's been such a treat.
I cannot wait
to see you on Sunday. I'm so thrilled that it's all just happening and you've got this amazing role and it's fantastic and you're schmoozing with John Matham and it's all going, and Bogart, and it's all just going beautifully, beautifully. I cannot wait to see you. The show is running until the 25th of November.
Yes.
Did you extend?
We did. So I think it was originally until the 19th, but it's been really great. I mean, we've had such a great response. The audiences have been amazing.
Yeah.
So responsive throughout the entire play, like laughing and clapping and
ooing
and aahing. And it's amazing. It's so great to have that. Now we've extended it because it's been almost a sellout almost every single evening.
How incredible.
Which is great. So book your tickets if you're coming.
Yes.
Quickly.
How do we do that? Through the Fugard directly?
So you can call the Fugard Theatre box office directly, or you can book on CompuTicket.
Ah, fabulous.
So either or. But I suggest you do so
With haste, good sir.
Yeah.
Exactly. Roxanne Hayward, what an absolute treat. I love it when you come in and see us.
Thank you so
much. And I'm psyched to see you on Sunday.
Yay, I can't wait. Yay! We'll chat more after the show.
Do people wait for you at the stage door?
No, so I come out through the front. Because I'm like, hey, guys. No. I come out through the front. I don't know, the back. I don't go out through the back. I don't, because I don't park at the back. I don't know. But I come out through the front. So we will have a cup of tea or something.
Let's have a cup of tea.
And a chit chat.
Yes. Oh, Roxanne Hayward.